Welcome back to Banter with Brian Williams. Today is a very special one today. We have the founder of the Farmers Veteran Coalition, Mr. Michael O'Gorman. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Marvin. How about yourself? And getting some ready for the nice July 4th celebration?
Absolutely. I can't wait. You know, I love good holidays like that when everybody gets a chance to come together and celebrate what our purpose is for and what we're here for. I can't wait.
No, it's a wonderful day and a great to talk to you.
So how's everything going your way?
It's good. It's a big weekend, a big time of change for me, a big week. After 12 and a half years of starting this, building this organization and being its director, I stepped down Wednesday as we hired a new director, a wonderful woman named Jeanette Lombardo, with a long history of working in agriculture in California. And she's going to take the executive director position, and I'm going to switch to something I know I've been talking to you about wanting to do for years, which is being chief agricultural officer, and just spend my time helping the veterans in our program improve their vegetable production.
Absolutely. Now that's something that we're all looking for. I can't wait for it. I can't wait to work with her. I'm excited about your position, and I'm just, whatever you guys are doing, I want to be part of it. I'm just very excited for you.
That's wonderful. Yeah, it's you know, not everybody gets to build something that outlasts them, and so it's just been a you know, this has been probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but certainly by far the most rewarding.
Absolutely. So you began farming in 1970, and then in 2008 is when you actually started Farmers Veteran Coalition. How is that a change now from stepping down from that position? What's next?
As agricultural officer, you know, I've been noticing that there's really not a lot of really good sound across the board instruction out there for people going into vegetable production. And what a lot of people don't know is, you know, since World War II, all the vegetable production and so much of it in the country just left a lot of local communities and moved out to California, where you know, they would have the 6 warmest months of the year with no rainfall, which allowed you to irrigate but not have to worry about rain coming or not coming. And it really made a perfect conditions for growing vegetables on a large scale. But, you know, that system's not working as well as it should. And people want, they want produce grown closer to them. They want to know who their farmer is. And so there's just this tremendous opportunity now to build, you know, small and mid-sized farms around the country, and I just want to help all the veterans in our program that are doing that, and help them improve that production and make it profitable.
Absolutely, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Inside of that question, there is, you know, are you going to be mentoring farmers as well? You know, there in California, or you know, across the board in general.
Well, my passion is helping the veterans in our program. And so, you know, if there is a veteran in the program that's, you know, where vegetable production is their pursuit, I'm going to do online and over the phone mentoring, setting up, phone sessions to talk to them, answer their questions. But I'm also going to be doing a whole bunch of instructional videos. And we're actually already one of the veterans in our program. You may know Randy Ryan out here in California, and he's already went down to Mexico 2 years ago, so it was before COVID, and we did a bunch of videos on indoor tomatoes and basil production on the farms I built down there. And then I'm up. You know, helping Jeanette get set up at our office in Davis, and I'm gonna leave here after the weekend and go spend the rest of the month on my brother's farm. My brother farms 25 acres of fruit and vegetables on the land I was born on, And so I'm going to spend the time on working with him on the farm and trying to help him out. And also we'll be doing some videos and some instructional activities up there too.
Now that's actually a really good idea. I'm going down to a local, forgot my name, what I'm trying to say, but going down to a local co-op center, and going inside of that co-op center, you will find a slew of information, but you also find videos in there. But guess what? They're on VHS tapes, and no one has VHS tapes anymore to actually play that, you know, that historical. So majority of the farmers now are, you know, going to YouTube or trying to find something common that they could use from their cell phones, or, you know, something, you know, more current and up to date. And I think that's a very good idea. What you guys are doing now is filming that so people can see it and create a more historical way that way. And we can share it that way too, Michael.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, you know, that I don't have the answers to everything. You know, I became, but I did spend 40 years growing vegetables. I was one of the pioneers in organic production. And I got to actually grow. I did farms, started out with small farms and ended up with building really big farms. So I grew $250 million worth of organic vegetables. And I think it's, when I started this organization, that was my passion. That was, I started farming with no money, no land, and no education. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a real believer in the opportunity that American agriculture presents to us all. And I want to help show men and women, particularly our veterans who have served our country, how they can get into this, get into farming and all their different opportunities, and really help them in any way I can.
Absolutely. Can you share with us some of your struggles of getting into agriculture?
You know, it's never was not a struggle. Yeah. And, but you know, nothing in life that, the easy things aren't as rewarding. And, when I started this project, one of the very first veterans I worked with, became a successful vegetable farmer, Matt McHugh. He's on the board for Farmer Veteran Coalition now. And I remember I said something and he turned around with me and it stuck with me forever. He said, "Michael," I says, "we didn't go in the military because it was easy. You know, we're not, the fact that farming's hard is part of why we want to do it, you know." Mm-hmm. And that was, and I thought that was interesting because I always knew that was for me. You know what, you know, this is hard. And once I decided to do it, I went, boy, how am I going to make a living to support my kids, you know? And, I think that was the hardest part, you know? I had a lot of kids young in life and supporting them and supporting the family and still wanting to do my passion was a challenge. And that's some of what I want to teach about is different ways that and even some ways you can farm vegetables and still hold down a job or just, you know, turn it into some money, you know, maybe find a company that you could produce for and or get some help with, but also just, you know, just there's opportunity now in a way that there wasn't when I started 50 years ago because of the support for local markets and the need, you know, the need, mm-hmm. particularly COVID has really, really, really increased that. You know, it kind of turned our supply chains on their side. And I think you found out and the other veterans out there that, you know, everybody at first was afraid, how are they going to sell anything? And then in the end is, boy, how can I get enough? You know, like everybody wants my meat, my vegetables, and my eggs, and you know, how can I produce enough?
That's absolutely right. One of the struggles that I found of just getting started into agriculture was not knowing the proper methods of doing. You want to go out and go with the biggest piece of land as if farming by the track. make the best. And it has nothing to do with the amount of space you're going to get or the tractor you're going to get. So being consistent, it's a method to do it to keep your hands busy.
Yes, and you know, there's a lot of things that are, you know, can be applied to any different scale, you know, and but I think that at the end of the day, it isn't how big the farm is. It's you know, are you able to enjoy your work, feel good about your work, feel good about the food you produce and the people you're able to feed, and have a little bit in your pocket for you and your family at the end of the day. And you know, so you know, if I can help anybody towards doing that, I'm really happy, because I see, particularly with the veterans in our program, you know, the passion is there, the drive, the willingness to do the hard work, and you know, it just needs some pieces put together. And part of it on the vegetable side is that, you know, when all that vegetable production moved out of local communities, that knowledge about it also moved. And so that's partly what I want to teach, is that, you know, how do professionals, you know, the larger farms, you don't have to be a larger farm, but you could learn a lot from how they produce.
That's right. That's right. So for someone that's just starting to get into vegetable farming, what type of vegetables would you recommend for, you know, someone starting on a small scale?
What people eat around you, you know, and what your community wants. And, but I'm also a really believer in streamlining and trying to make your system as simple as possible. You know, so I always said, start out. I told people to grow just two vegetables at a time, and everybody says, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, you know, like if you have spring where you are in North Carolina, and you have spring, a summer, a fall, well, that's there. You get six. That makes six. But in each one of those vegetables, you can have, five types of squash or 10 types of lettuce or 8 types of potatoes." You know, but the idea is you streamline your process of what you grow, and you only have 2 temperatures to store things at, 2 size boxes you need, you know, 2 ways to water, 2 ways to fertilize, or 2 ways to set up your cultivator, or set up your sprayer, and you can organize your thing and produce a really healthy variety of products to supply any size market, but you've got it streamlined. I actually took that concept and did it on large scale, and found it would make it really efficient. And so I think a lot of people try to do too much complexity, and it's just when you're learning, it's really really hard to get it all right.